Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Speaking of unique, joining us right now from BaltimoreRavens.com, he is Ryan Mink. What's going on, Ryan?
Nothing much. How are you guys?
Doing well, my friend. Doing well. Training camp. You know, let's talk football. You know, we've talked Colin Kaepernick. We talked so many other things. Let's talk football right here. So many injuries, okay. And Ed and I were talking about that a little bit earlier. Is the team concerned about the amount of injuries that's happened with their players, or is this something that they consider to be normal with preseason football?
Well, I think that it's you know, injuries are definitely part of the sport. Injuries happen every single training camp. Now, I think you'd be kidding yourself if you said there weren't more this year so far, especially when you combine in, you know, Zach Ertz's retirement, you add in John Urschel's retirement, just more players lost who were probably going to make your 53-man team. You know, I count nine guys who would have made the 53 who will miss the whole season or almost all of it. And so, I mean, that's a lot. That's more than usual. But I think that this team is still confident that they have enough really good players and can, you know, rely on that depth to make up for the loss of some of those players. They you know, when you look at the guys who are injured, there's no marquee players. You know, it's not Pro Bowlers that are in there. To me, the Ravens have lost a lot of their really quality depth guys, you know, or number two guys, or a lot of those guys are guys who are competing for starting positions, but there are no entrenched starters. Maybe Tavon Young would be the guy, and Dennis Pitta would be the closest in terms of injuries. So I think this team still has plenty of talent to be a very good team, and they feel that way as well.
Right. Who is the offensive line right now? Because Urschel's retired. You know, Siragusa now is, you know, maybe he's not going to start, but I think they liked him a lot. He's gone. Urschel's gone. Who's our center? Who's all, you know, I heard Stanley, you know, was a little pulled up yesterday. Not to declare it as an injury, but did to pull himself out of practice, went over. So he didn't practice yesterday after a little bit. Like, who would be the starting offensive line?
Yeah, well, it's Ronnie Stanley and Alex Lewis at left tackle and left guard. At center right now, it's Ryan Jensen. You know, he's a bigger player, a kind of big-bodied center, and they've wanted to get more physical and bigger inside on that offensive line, and he's done that. They've been pretty happy with his progress so far. He's just been a steady guy, and he needs to continue to improve. But I think he can definitely do that, and he has all the physical attributes. You know, what they like about him is he's just kind of one of those nasty players. I mean, if you're putting down money on who's going to get in a fight at Ravens training camp, Jensen's high on the list. And I think they kind of like that about him. So they're going to get nastier at center with Ryan Jensen. And then at right guard, obviously, you have Marshall Yanda. And at right tackle, it's James Hurst. He's taking every single snap of the first-team offense almost exclusively at right tackle. He's flipped over to the left just a little bit because of injuries. But right now, he's the guy. And they feel like he is dependable. He's coachable. He does what you tell him to do. You know, is he a mauling, shutdown right tackle? No, he's, you know, he might not be the best right tackle in the league. But I think that James Hurst is a dependable starter. And he's somebody that you can, you know, and has. He's proven this over his career. You can win games with James Hurst. And that was at left tackle. So I think you can win a lot of games with James Hurst at right tackle. So I think that right now that's where they sit.
Ryan Mink, BaltimoreRavens.com, joins us. Speaking of getting in fights right now, he got into one last year in preseason and disappeared. How's Cam Correa coming about?
He's done really well. You know, I think what they wanted to see from Correa is he playing fast? Is he going downhill? Is he attacking the ball carrier? Or is he still thinking? You know, last year he made a transition from Boise State to the Ravens, very complex defense, and it was a huge learning curve for him. And this year, I think he knows his assignments better. He knows how to feed off the other players, where he's supposed to be, where he's supposed to fit. And now he's playing a lot more, I don't want to say recklessly, but a lot faster, which is why the Ravens drafted him. You know, he was an attacking kind of player, and I've seen that a lot, you know, at the stadium camp practice, at the stadium training camp practice. He just came off the edge and just, I mean, clobbered Taequann Mazzell. And I've seen him also just hit some holes, get some tackles in the backfield. He's also had a couple interceptions. I mean, he's playing well. So that's really good news because I think it was a big loss when Zachary Orr retired, but KC's kind of making that feel like not such a huge loss.
What about the Breshad Perriman? Any word on how, I mean, they said he tweaked his hamstring, but what's the actual injury? Is it, did he pull it? Is it just sore?
Yeah, I don't know. I think the old injury updates are about ready to dry up. John Harbaugh said yesterday, kind of made that announcement to the media. He said, all right, guys, you know, it's a season ender. We're going to let you know about it, but we're getting to that point now where if it's going to be 5 days or it's going to be 2 weeks, we're not going to let you know. So we're all going to be, I think, operating more in the dark from now on.
Yeah, I'm sure. I knew the brakes were going to be pumped eventually as we're here.
Exactly. You know, you enjoy it while it lasts. Yeah. But when you start getting closer to games or whatnot, or after like a couple injuries like linger longer than what he originally thinks, and then reporters start to slam people for not having the right timeline, then he starts to get a little annoyed with that, I think. So the injury updates end.
Ryan Mink, BaltimoreRavens.com. I read this morning with, or yesterday I think it was, on Sarah Ellison's post that Joe Flacco, the arrow is pointing up. It was reported by Mike Florio and others and Jason Lockenfor. Is there a timetable right now?
I haven't heard a timetable on that. You know, now we're at 1 week today. Mark's 1 week for Joe Flacco, and that was the original timetable for him. But, you know, so I don't know. Who knows? Maybe we go out there today and he's out there. I think it could be any day, but I don't know. You know, it could be another week. One thing that I do know is they're not going to rush Joe Flacco. I mean, I still think that they're early in camp. We haven't even gotten to the first preseason game of four. So there's still time for Joe to get back on the field and I think have plenty of time to build that chemistry with his wide receivers. And they'll be happy when he's back on there. Trust me. They, I think, are excited to get this entire unit intact and see what they have offensively because it's been a little bit of a struggle so far against the Ravens' really good defense.
Hey Ryan, is any talk about, you know, Rob asked you if they're concerned and I'm sure they're not going to show their hand, but is there any discussion about cause? You know, they just stand out. Looking at the rest of the National Football League,
yep.
Nobody, and I mean nobody, has the number of injuries that the Ravens have. I mean, are they looking at anything? It can't be turf because it's a grass field, but they're looking at the surface. They're looking at the strength conditioning, off-season programs. Or is this just bad luck?
Yeah, I mean, I have to just point to bad luck because the Ravens have tweaked a variety of things, you know, and they brought in Steve Saunders this year to be their director of performance, and players have just raved about him. I mean, they love his program. It's intense, but it gets them in great shape. I mean, some of these guys who have gotten injured, Kennedy specifically, Dixon, you know, some of these guys were in phenomenal shape. I mean, you couldn't say that, oh, they were out of shape and that's why they had the injury. Some of it, I think, is just plain bad luck. And last year, actually, when you really break it down on IR last year, there were a bunch of guys who kind of had the red shirt IR, for lack of a better term. I mean, they didn't have a ton of really serious injuries last year. And that was Steve Saunders' first year when he was kind of splitting the program. Now he's got full control of it, and I think that he's gotten these guys in great shape.
There
the
he
other
is.
Part of it
right,
is they've tweaked practice times. I mean, they've tweaked things to get earlier in the day to help with the situation. They've kind of now they're doing like kind of half drills where it'll be only half the offensive line because there's no need to risk some other guys and they're not really involved to play. They've done a lot of things and trust me to do a lot of studies on this stuff. So I can't say that it's for lack of trying. I think it's just bad luck.
It's bad luck. Well, I'm hoping it's bad luck and nothing else. Ryan Mink, BaltimoreRavens.com. Ryan, thanks a lot.
All right, thank you guys.
Thanks, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.